Hey, the dude next door to me, he's got pink eye.
You got pink eye.
Are you giving each other butterfly kisses or something?
Ha ha ha.
So we're just going to bunker down and skip the preamble today. I love answering the Dear Drew questions on Facebook, but I also like Twitter. At Doherty Drew is my Twitter handle. And a couple of you got after me, man. Zachary Webb said, what is your favorite meal for breakfast? P.S. Hurry up, I am hungry. And then that was followed up by Chris Weaver. Chris Weaver asked, on behalf of Dorothy from Dallas, you want some scrumpled eggs? As for my favorite breakfast, I do like scrambled eggs. And my favorite part of it, though, my favorite part of breakfast, I'm like Homer Simpson. I love donuts with sprinkles on them.
Now I'm going to burn this donut to show you how many calories it has. No!
Hey, Javi says, who's going to be playing that inside linebacker position next to Cushing? Is it going to be Dent, Muhammad, or McKinney? Brilliant question. Tremendous question. And it's one that won't get answered until probably the end of August. But Mike Muhammad did very well last year at inside linebacker. He says he's improved this offseason and gotten more physical. The team, though, spent a second-round pick on Bernardrick McKinney. He's been impressive in his rookie minicamp, the first part of OTAs. So I would look for one of those two, with maybe Akeem Dent coming in and getting some action as well. He started some games there at inside linebacker, but if I had to handicap, I would probably say Muhammad at first, at least, maybe with a push by McKinney. But hey, Javi, you win. Scratch-offs, congratulations. I hope you have a big sack of money when you're all done, but make sure you just email this email here at the bottom of the screen to get those scratch-offs, and good luck to you. Tom Messner is savaged by a sneaky chance going to end up competing for the starting job. I think Tom Messner is a little bit of a snake.
Perhaps you'd like to see how snake-like I can be.
Tom Savage actually spoke to the media on Monday after OTAs, and Bill O'Brien, his head coach, said that Savage has done some nice things and really grown quite a bit and shown a lot of promise. He did get that time in Indianapolis where he played some, but by all accounts, he's matured as a quarterback as much as you can in an offseason. So I don't know if he's going to challenge Mallett or Hoyer right now for that starting job, but he's definitely improved, and you're definitely going to see some of him this August once the preseason games get going. Julio Grimaldo. Dear Drew, will Coach O'Brien use Vince as a running back in the red zone? I would love to see the big man run with the ball. Vince, the big man he's referring to, of course, is Vince Wilfork. And hey, if the fridge could do it, why can't Wilfork? You guys and your questions, they sure were fun. Can't wait to talk with you again next week. This has been a June edition of Dear Drew.